An established Democratic state representative and a libertarian with experience outside Washington give voters two very different options this election. Representative Tim Ormsby squares off against Paul Delaney for the second state rep seat in District 3, that's Spokane's core. Ormsby and Delaney are philosophically different candidates, but have similarities in their personal lives. Both are married with kids, and both have worked in manual labor. Ormsby has 35 years' experience in construction, primarily as a concrete finisher, and Delaney operated heavy equipment in Oregon for 15 years before his current job driving truck in Alaska. In government work, Democrat Ormsby has 11 years' experience as a state representative. He currently sits on three committees, including the Appropriations Committee, which he vice chairs. That may explain his main priority if reelected, creating an equitable state budget.
Spokane's 3rd Legislative District is the lowest income by 4 of the 5 measurements that Washington State uses. We need to be able to write a budget that protects the interests of our constituents in education, early learning, higher education, services for the elderly.
His challenger this year, Paul Delaney, ran unsuccessfully for state house in Oregon twice, but was elected in 2007 to city council in Wilhelmina, Oregon, southwest of Portland. He takes a libertarian approach.
I'm just tired of the way our government's going, the tax money that's going out. And we're not getting the bang for our bucks for our tax money.
He says government is too restrictive. That's also his view on the McCleary decision by the state Supreme Court. Delaney says he doesn't believe in the court's decision, which he says will put money toward education but take away from other areas of the budget. He does provide one idea for funding schools.
One area I look at the administrative level and how many duplicate administrators we have, an administrative level that can be narrowed down, and I'd like to get more into more homeschooling and charter schools and stuff like that.
Ormsby fully admits the legislature hasn't met its obligation to fund education, but says there's no way budget cuts alone will fund it. The estimate for how much money still needs to go to education is between $2.5 and $4 billion. He says the state needs tax reform.
I think we have to have an honest conversation about basing the income stream to the state that's equitable and sustainable, and that meets our constituents' expectations of what state government should do so that Washington State remains a good place to live, work, and raise a family.
Tim Ormsby says he's qualified for another term as state representative because of his 10-plus years of experience. Delaney says he is running because he wants to stand up for people's rights. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.